Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Willie Wise is with me on the line today. Willie, you're a taxi driver in Cork. I believe you're refusing to take card payments.
On the 1st of September 2022, the National Transport Authority, in their wisdom, informed us it was no law that you had to take cashless payments and you had to have the cashless device machine to do so. Now, in July of that year, previous to September, I wrote to the Central Bank of Ireland, the Consumer Protection Commission, and the Department of Finance to inquire, what is the legal tender currency in Ireland? And do I have to take card? Is it law? The replies I got were, the only legal currency we have in Ireland and Europe is the euro. We have no other legal currency. In regard to the question concerning card, it's a commercial decision for any business, self-employed, sole trader, retailer, whatever the case may be, and the type of payment they wish to engage in. So it's a commercial decision if you want to take card or not. But, if you don't want to take card or cash, you've got to display signage to let the customer know, which I've done in my taxi. It's emblazoned on the windows, it's on the dash, so customers can clearly see. And before they get into the car or the window in the car, whichever the case may be, I inform them verbally as well.
Okay, but Willie, you are a licensed taxi driver, is that right?
That is correct.
Yeah, so you have a license under the from the NTA.
No, I'm not licensed. I'm under no contract to the NTA. Never have been within that period of time. I am licensed by the Garda Síochána Public Service Vehicle Carriage Office.
I thought all taxi drivers are licensed by the NTA.
Well, there you are now.
And operate under their guidelines.
No. You see, what it is your PSV vehicle license is your license to drive the taxi, which is issued by the Garda Síochána PSV Carriage Office. Your vehicle license is a license by the NTA, which means the car, and I specify the car, can walk anywhere in the country. I cannot drive my taxi in Limerick for hire or reward or Tipperary or Galway or Dublin or anywhere else because my PSV license is restricted to Cork.
But also as part of that license, under the new rules that were brought in September of 2020, as you mentioned, is that taxi drivers have to offer card payments.
You see, it's great to do that, Deirdre, and to say you have to take card payment. 17 to 21% of taxi drivers in Ireland are pensioners. Hence, they won't work late at night for safety reasons, and rightly so.
And I don't dispute that, Willie, at all. But It is now the rule, as of September 2020, that every taxi in the country has to accept credit or debit card payments, as well as cash. I mean, they're basically saying it's the passenger's choice.
Well, you see, Deirdre, here's the question I'd ask. They're given a statutory instrument number for this act. This was the Taxi Regulation Act. Where and when in the Oireachtas was that signed into law that it's an offence not to accept credit card payment?
But that is the rule that has been brought in. I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong. I can understand why you and other taxi drivers, you know, might have an issue or would have an issue with that. But it is now the rule and regulation.
Well, look, it's there to be challenged.
I know, but whether it's there to be challenged or not, it's currently in place.
Well, you see, I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. Under the Irish Constitution, there is nothing that specifies or you must have a bank account, the same as a former Taoiseach didn't have. Now, if the NTA can show me where in the Irish Constitution I'm obliged to have a bank account, I'll comply. I don't have one. I haven't had since 2010. And to take a card payment, you need a bank account.
So your point is that when people get into your taxi, or sorry, before they get into your taxi, Willie, you have signs up that are visible to passengers, to customers, before they get into the back seat or the front seat of the car to say, I do not accept card payments. This is a cash-only taxi.
That is correct. So, and people have seen the sign and passed on, and it's cost me pretty good jobs. And I have no problem with that. We'll just say, you come out to me, you get into my taxi, which is Kent Railway in Cork, and you say to me, I want to go to Yall. It's an 80-euro job. I said, brilliant. Jump in. You jump in, and then you see the sign, and you say, oh, you don't take card. I'm sorry, I don't have cash. I have only card. And I'd say, no problem, don't apologise. But I don't take card, but one of the lads behind do. You get out, you get into the taxi behind me. He takes card. He's off to Yall with you. He's delighted. He has an 80-euro job. You're delighted. You've got a taxi that takes the card. I'm the one that's lost, not the customer, not the other driver. And that's my choice. I'll accept that because it's my choice.
But because you drive a taxi, and because of the fact that these rules came in September 2 years ago, it now tells taxi drivers that they do have to accept card payments. Like, have you received any warning or notification from the taxi regulator or the guards?
On the 24th of March, 23, I received a fixed penalty notice. Now, as you're aware, I'm sure, you'll get 28 days to pay. If you don't pay, the fine increases by 100 euros, so it's now 300. You get another 28 days, and if you don't pay it at the end of that period, a summons is issued to go to court. Why haven't I been summoned?
It's gone over that 28 days as well, Willie.
It's gone well over it. It's a year over it. Why haven't I been summoned? Why are the NTA so afraid to go to court? I'm prepared. I'm ready. I have all my stuff. Because, as I've explained here, I sought the advice of the Department of Finance, the central bank who govern all our finances, and the Consumer Protection Commission, who will be on your side as a consumer. Now, did all of them lie to me and give me misleading information? They'd be my witnesses when we go to court.
We've contacted or reached out to the Central Bank and Consumer Protection Commission as well here ourselves. But are you prepared, Willie, to put yourself through that? Like the hassle of that and the cost of that?
I'm begging them to issue the summons. Let the judge decide. Is the Constitution more important or the NTA? The judge will decide. I can't decide it. You can't decide it. They can't decide it. They may think they can, but they can't. And that is entirely up to a judge to make that decision. It's a constitutional issue. Now, as we're on the subject about law and the NTA, let me explain this here. We under the National Maximum Fares Taxi Meter Act, we're entitled to the full meter fare. Like if your fare is 22 euro, I'm not allowed to charge 25, but I can charge 18. I can discount, but I can't overcharge. If you do a car job, you're losing anything up to 5% for every transaction.
Yeah, no, I've heard, and I know, I can understand that's a...
Let me explain the law now. Let me explain the law as well on the subject, please. Now, you get into my car again, and I take you on a journey. You're paying by card. It's a free now app job, and the fare is 20 euro. I will now lose 4 euro for that card transaction, because free now I have to get 15% of the fare.
But you can choose to not drive for free now.
Oh, I know that, but I'm only saying if you do.
Yeah.
If you do.
Oh, yeah, I know, but that's part of it.
Can I just ask you, Willie,
like, why do you not feel you're missing out on, as you described it yourself, the job to Yall or good jobs? Like, are you not missing out on getting good fares by virtue of the fact that you don't have the card facility?
Oh, look, every fourth or fifth job can make you a decent job and you lose out. It's fine, but I have no problem because there are other guys and girls out there driving cabs who have different circumstances. They need to go in and take the car job to help supplement their income. Might be a mortgage, might have school-going kids, and we all know how expensive things are now. Mm. And I have no problems. My best friends and colleagues, who I have wonderful support with, and I'd like to thank them, but they take care. I don't have a problem with that. Mm. My problem is I don't have a bank account. I haven't had since 2010. I close it after the bank back in 2008. Yeah,
okay. But you're prepared to go to court and face all that comes with that over not taking these payments, the card payments.
I am, because it will put it to bed once and for all.
Well, listen, Willie. Well, look, I don't want to say, you know, that I know you're sort of looking to go to court. I don't want to say, you know, I hope to see you there. But look, I wish you well, and thanks for taking the time to explain your situation to us on the show.
You're more than welcome, and thank you for giving me the time to wear it. I really appreciate it.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.